Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the budget passed by the Iowa legislature last week.
Iowa legislature, a little bit past the due date, but finally wraps up all the things that they were discussing. Thank you, Senator Garrett, for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what caused the delay and then the things that the legislature worked out between the Senate, the House, and Governor Reynolds.
Well, there are actually quite a few bills passed in this last week or so. The one that really holds things up is always the budget. We have to pass a budget. Most of the other bills, it's not the end of the world. If we don't pass them, we can just try again next year. But we do have to pass a budget, and we did get an agreement finally between the House and Senate. We've appropriated just over $8 billion for the general fund for the fiscal year that starts this coming July 1. As your listeners may remember, I chair one of the budget subcommittees that works on the budget. My subcommittee is what we call the justice systems part of the budget. And this year, we have appropriated $813 million for our part of the budget. That's about 10% of the whole general fund budget. Each year, I negotiate with my House counterpart to determine exactly how we will allocate this money among the various state agencies. And when we get agreement, then we can pass a bill and submit it to the governor for her signature, and we have done that. Our justice system budget, it's actually in two parts. The smallest part and the simplest part is for the judicial branch, which is all the courts and the judges and the other personnel that work with the courts, work for the courts up and down the line. The other part of the bill that we work on includes a number of other agencies that I could say have to do with public safety or law. And among those agencies, the biggest one is the corrections department, our prisons. Public safety department is another pretty big one that includes the Highway Patrol and some other entities, the Attorney General's Office, the Public Defender, the Law Enforcement Academy, Legal Aid, the Parole Board, and there are a few other small agencies. This year, we appropriated $193,250,000 for the judicial branch, and that's an increase of $8.6 million over the current year. And the rest of the part of our budget, we appropriated $620 million, and that's an increase of $35 million over the current year. As your listeners know, this year there was special interest in the corrections department because of the killings that happened at the Anamosa prison. To single them out, we did increase funding for corrections by a little over $20 million to a total of $407,703,000. $3 million of that increase went to Anamosa. And then we appropriated another $10 million to the corrections department to be used where they need it most. So they've got flexibility as to where they spend that. And I always like to point out that the entities that we fund and that I've just discussed here are really critical parts of government. This is a basic job of governments to provide for law and order and security for the people. We don't have a civilized society without the rule of law and the public safety that these entities provide for us. And one final thing, I was really pleased that in spite of all of the partisanship that goes on sometimes here in the legislature and in Washington, both of these budget bills received unanimous support from both parties. So we really finally got a consensus on this part of the budget.
Thanks to State Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.